Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream. After a season like no other, there's just so much to unpack. We need to keep talking about it all summer long. We are Triple M Footy.
Oh, it's game on! Oh.
Thanks to Brighton's Lawyers.
B-O-L-D goal!
This is Triple M's Summer Session.
Yeah, if it's you to you, it's a show about the NRL right across the summer with Maroon and Hoops at Triple M underscore NRL. We're getting some tweets and emails coming through. This one's from Jack Klumpus in Raymond Terrace, who says, how good's the show with just you and Hoops on it, Maroon, without Kenty and Gordy here? Well, look, Jack, I don't mind your feedback, mate, but I'm not going to have you putting the slipper into our work, mates. Am I right, Hoops?
Surprise, surprise. You get a little window to White Ant and you just wedge it open like Sydney Heads.
Right.
Anthony, Gordon and Paul, if they were here, you know how heavily they would defend themselves.
Yep, yep.
And that Sunday show, record ratings last year, wasn't it? At the tail end of the season.
Absolutely.
Superb. First time ever that we've won that slot in its entirety. So to PK and Gordy, love you both.
Yep.
And typical Maroon, just trying to take a cheap shot while you're not here.
And I'm back, and I believe on the back of those ratings, they're going to bump me up to double figures in 2023.
Yes, you're no longer on match payments. they've now thrown in a couple of cab charges and free parking downstairs
free
as
parking.
Well.
Yeah. How good. Look, we talked about getting a special guest in. This bloke's played over 320 NRL games, about 20 games for his country. He's married to a cracking good sort, as my dear old dad would have said. He won't die wondering. Benji Marshall, welcome to our show.
Wow, what an intro.
Yeah.
I'm more worried about the good sword part.
Yeah. As they say, mate, you are punching above.
Yeah, well, we all are, mate, to be fair.
Well, listen, we've got a stack of questions to ask you, A, about your career, B, about the West Tigers, and just rugby league in general. So we might take a song and come back and rip into Benji Marshall. It's a Triple M Summer Session.
Triple M Summer Session. Thanks to Brighton's Lawyers. They commit, protect and succeed.
Triple M rocks the footy with our summer show, the Summer Session. Maroon, James Triceps Hooper, and our special guest in an hour with Benji Marshall. Hello, Benj.
How are you?
Fantastic, mate. Good to have you in here. You're looking fit.
Yeah, that's probably a lie. That's probably the least I've done in an off season in a while. Playing golf every day, though.
Right.
Got my handicap slowly down from 15 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
So going all right.
Mm. I suppose the question everybody wants to ask you, and that's, I bet you the question they are all asking you is, why'd you knock back that offer to go to the UK?
Yeah, well, I suppose it's an interesting question, but when you think about it, you know, life's not all about money. And, you know, when I thought about the pros and cons, the pros were just the money.
Mm.
And if it was about the money, mate, I probably would have retired about 5 years ago.
Yeah, right.
You know, I haven't been playing for much for the last few years, but, you know, with COVID coming and a few family issues, I just preferred to stay in Sydney.
It wasn't just that opportunity in the UK either, Benji, like your old ex-Tigers teammate who's now the head coach at the Cowboys, Toddy Payton. He was dead keen to get you up to Townsville. How close did you come to maybe moving up to the Cowboys?
Yeah, very close. I was keen to link up with Toddy, but there's a few things that have happened in my life that I really want to stay in Sydney for, especially to do with our family and that. So, like I said, man, I really want to play footy next year, and at the moment nothing's doing. I'm sort of just in limbo a bit, but at the same time, I feel like I've been really lucky that I've played, like you said, over 300 games and for 18 years now. So if it doesn't happen, it's not the end of the world, but preferably I would like to play.
You've had a hell of a career whichever way it ultimately pans out, but you touched on your golf game. What else are you doing to keep yourself fit? Like, do you go and do individual stuff, or do you go and rip in with a couple of the boys? Or
it's pretty weird. Like, I suppose for 18 years, my preseason's been planned out for me. So not having a routine and a plan has sort of left it in my hands, which I'm terrible at. And my missus will tell you I'm like a really bad organizer and stuff. So, I've had to reach out to guys that I used to play with to try and do a bit of training with. And, because it's pretty hard to train by yourself sometimes. So you need to get some people around you and that. And I was thinking about hitting the Dell up to do some training because he looked like he needed to do a little bit. But
hello to the Dual International.
Hey, Dell. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, well, mate, you can always come around to my place and do the routine, which has kept me fit for many, many years. But
Hang on. Let's just stop there for a second.
Yeah.
Let's just for the listeners, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's got a stepper. Can you believe?
It's the worst machine
I've actually never seen a man on a stepper.
Okay.
But
what did you just say about it?
It's the worst machine ever.
Right. Well, guess what? Guess what, Bench?
You got it for free.
Tell you, I am not going to tell you.
Walk us through the routine. The listeners are demanding social media. The swishboards lit up.
Right. Okay.
People want to know. Walk us through.
It's 30 minutes on the stepper.
Oh.
All up into 20 minutes on the Stairmaster. Then it's 10 minutes on the rower. And just cool off with another 10 minutes on the stepper.
You can't be doing it that tough with that many machines in your house. Mate, they're pretty expensive.
Some of them aren't that much. It was more effective pre-COVID.
Are you talking about the steps to get to the third story of your house?
No. Mate, that's you. Oh. That's you. You're the bloke knocking back big bucks, not me.
It's all about the money, mate.
Here's a tweet from Bruno down at Little Bay. He said that's why one of Maroon's other nicknames is Buns of Steel. Because of the routine.
Oh, you could eat your dinner off my bum. It's that solid.
That's enough, wow. Anthony. That's enough.
I'm going.
Benja, it's been an amazing career. You said 18 years. One thing about you is that we were hearing stories about you long before we saw you play in the NRL. A lot of players have that hype about them before they play, but you had the hype and you lived up to it. What was the pressure like when you were a kid coming from Keebra Park and all that sort of thing?
I reckon when you're young, Maroon, you don't see the pressure as much. You're just happy to be there and you just play. And I suppose over the last 10 to 15 years, that pressure has probably increased due to more media, more social media, and just, you know, the amount of pressure that's put on young blokes. But I was lucky. Like, I was sheltered from there. I didn't see it.
Mm.
And the stuff that I was doing, I suppose, on the field, I'd been doing for the last 18 years of my life growing up, you know.
Yeah.
So it was just normal for me. You know, there were probably a few years where I suffered from the hype after the first couple of years. And, you know, it was tough being a young guy with that pressure, you know, being 20, 21. It was pretty tough. But, you know, you got to go through those, I suppose, emotions when you're a kid to understand, like, how great our lives are as rugby league players.
Yeah.
What was it like riding that wave in 2005? Because the Tigers, you started the season very ordinary, and I don't think anybody had you in the top eight. And then all of a sudden, it clicked with you and Scott Prince and an unsung forward pack, and it was brilliant to watch.
Yeah, well, we were 11th after round 13, and on the TAB, apparently playing 151-1 to win. You know, and I've heard the story from so many people who put money on 151-1 to win. And it was probably the ride of my life, to be honest. You know, very underrated, you know, not the most famous team. We wouldn't have the biggest forward pack, but we had a coach in Tim Sheens who encouraged us to play what we saw. You know, he used our strengths, which we had a really, really mobile pack, and we had guys like Todd Payton in the front row playing like halfbacks. You know, and we didn't play the typical style, and I think we caught a few teams off guard with the way we played. And you know, everyone talks about they loved that 05, the style of footy we played, and you know, Tim Sheens was unbelievable where he allowed us to do whatever we wanted on the field as long as we practiced it at training. So we had Todd Payton practicing chip kicks at training, and he was allowed to do it on the field. You know, and Tim, nothing was off limits with Tim, and that's what I loved about his coaching.
You backed yourselves that season, didn't you, where you would just outscore teams? Because I think I reckon over the last 20 years, that particular premiership is probably the only time that the best defensive side in the competition hasn't won the title.
Yeah, that's true, and that was through the season, but I suppose the one thing that people don't talk about was through the semi-finals, we were the best defensive team in that period.
Is that right?
Through the semis. But through the year, we'd win 51-50.
Yeah.
And Tim was all good with it.
Yep.
Yeah, and that worked for us. And then somehow through the semis, we found a defensive edge.
I think
putting me on the wing was probably super.
Let me ask Benji, when you look back in those years after that premiership, like the Tigers, I think there was a period from about 2009, 10, 11, there was a real window there, wasn't there? Do you feel as though...
Definitely a few missed opportunities.
Yeah.
You know, I thought when Gareth Ellis came over from the UK, especially 10 and 11, we had a little run at the semis, and we lost the game to the Warriors on the bell. Chris Nanunu scored, I'll never forget it, one of the most heartbreaking moments ever. And then we lost to the Dragons in a semi as well, where Sowie kicked a field goal. You know, there was a couple of opportunities where we probably missed another chance to have a crack at it, but that's footy, mate, you know.
We want to do a break with you, Benj, where we talk more about the Tigers and the finals drought. But just back to you for a second. You talked pretty fondly about Tim Sheens there. And while playing for your country, you've had some wonderful coaches. Is Tim Sheens the best coach or the coach that's had the most influence?
Oh, definitely the most influence. And shaping the way that I played and allowing me, out of all the coaches, he allowed me to do what I do best, which was just play footy and not have to think too much, you know. And he encouraged me to play eyes up style of footy and step as many people as you want. And that was okay. You know, and then, you know, I think comparing that to a Wayne Bennett type of coach, Wayne's the best I've ever seen at getting the best out of a player without actually coaching them. You know, his ability to say something to you, to get a reaction out of you, to make you turn up on game day is the best I've seen from any of the coaches. So very different types of coaches, but both equally as good.
Well, Benji, just before we take a break, our phone poll for today is at Triple M underscore NRL, our phone poll, Maroons poll, breakdancing at the Olympics in 2024, mm-hmm. yes or no? Are you in favour?
100%. I spent all of my teens
yeah.
from 12, 13, 14, 15, all the way up to 18, being the best breakdancer in Whakatane
wow.
in New Zealand. And I was doing windmills on cardboard boxes out the front of the warehouse, it's called.
Yeah.
For money. And I raised a little bit of money.
Mm.
I think I raised $12.10 one day and bought the family some chips for dinner. So we're doing it tough, mate. Breakdancing got me here.
Well, maybe you could get your breakdancing pants back on and be in the Australian team or the New Zealand team, I beg yours.
Yeah, that's better. Mm. Thank you for the correction. But yeah, I might be an opportunity, actually.
Okay.
I've got nothing else.
All right. Keep your tweets coming in. The poll, are you in favour of breakdancing at the 2024 Olympics? At the moment, it's just right on 50-50.
Wow.
So we'll come back and speak to Benji about the West's Tigers. The last time they made the finals, Triceps Hooper had a mullet, and now he's got no hair at all. But we'll talk more about that shortly on Triple M.
Triple M Summer Session. Thanks to Brighton's lawyers. They commit, protect and succeed.
Triple M Summer Session, a show about rugby league across the summer. Thanks to our friends at Brighton's lawyers. Your regulars are Maroon and Hoops and our special guest today, Benji Marshall. And Hoops and Benji, I'm going to talk about the West Tigers now as a club moving forward, losses, gains, et cetera, et cetera. And then I'll give you blokes the floor, the platform to discuss. Now, firstly, West Tigers in relation to who is coming to the club. The main signings are Joe Offa-Hengawe, obviously. James Roberts is coming to the Tigers. Jimmy Tamu. They're the sort of three main players that are coming to the club. But the losses, Aloy A, obviously. Matt Eisenhuth, Harry Grant's going back to Melbourne, Robert Jennings, Chris Lawrence retires, Benji's been released, Chris McQueen, Paul Momorowski, Josh Reynolds, Elijah Taylor's been released as well. So the losses and gains, Hoops, over to you, mate. There's not a lot of big signings there.
Well, firstly, what I'll say in relation to the West Tigers, and you know, we've got one of the all-time legends of the club in here alongside us. He's got too much class to go down this road, but I thought the way that they handled Benji's exit was really poor. A player that had achieved so much for the club deserved a lot better than that. The loss of Benji, coupled with the loss of Harry Grant, is huge for the West Tigers. You just can't understate it. Two key position players. When Benji was on the field last year, what he was able to orchestrate with the ball, the Tigers looked far more dangerous than in any other stage of the competition. And for Harry Grant, who had only played a couple of NRL games for Melbourne off the interchange bench, to come in and have the influence that he did in his first season when he was only on a loan to the club, it was so impressive. So I don't think you can understate those losses. Yes, they've picked up a couple of handy players in, Jimmy Roberts has had some challenges. He's going to have to continue to work hard to try and stay on top of his game in relation to them. Joe Offa-Hengawe has played Origin at stages of his career, but the Broncos were happy to let him go. I reckon one of the things that I've enjoyed hearing over the summer, Benji, has been Jeff Fenwick is going to go in and work at the club. And I've had a bit to do with Jeff. He's a winner in every aspect of his life. And if there's one thing that Jeff will instill in people, it's a hard edge and a competitive will. Yeah. And further to that, I think also Michael Maguire winning another extension provides, you know, a degree of stability. A settled club. Yeah, yeah. Stability.
Yeah, mate, I agree. And you know, the players you touched on that they're bringing in, I think, sometimes you need players to feel desperate to get the best out of them and feel grateful for the opportunity. And I feel like they've signed a few players who are in that sort of situation. You know, talk about James Roberts. He's a guy to me that oozes natural talent. He's got something you can't buy, speed. You know, he's a quick player. He's played Origin. He's played at the highest level. And they've put a few guys around him who can really hopefully settle his off-field sort of stuff. Tamana Tahu's there, can be a great mentor for him. And I think if we can get Jimmy, settled in his outside of footy life, we can get the best out of him in the footy life. And he's one of those players who can break a game and someone you need. And if you have Jimmy on one side and you can get the best out of BJ and hopefully get a fit BJ Leilua on the other side, you got two great attacking weapons next year. You know, and I think with Adam Dewey moving into 5'8", it's probably his most natural position, and he can provide a bit of ball for those guys. So attacking-wise, I think they can still cover that. And the biggest thing for me, I reckon, is they need to bring in a few leaders. You know, we lost a lot of leaders with Robbie Farah leaving. Chris Lawrence is gone. I'm not there anymore. So guys like Jimmy Tamau in there, Joe Offengawe wants to be a leader. He's got younger guys stepping up into leadership positions. So it's not all doom and gloom for the Tigers. I feel like there's still a great deal of positivity there. And I think they can go pretty well next year.
I'm glad you touched on BJ Leilua, because everything that we've heard out of Concord over the last 6 to 8 weeks is that, or since the Tigers have been back in training, is BJ looks good and he's focused. You play golf with him a bit. Can you give us an insight? Like, is he on top of his game?
He's looking really fit. Footy-wise, anyway, I think last year, with the COVID bubble, obviously it's not an excuse, but BJ spent a majority of his time away from his family in a one-bedroom apartment. He's got two kids and a wife, and being away from your family and having no one there to help, keep your life stable is pretty hard. I'm not making excuses for him, but, you start eating things you don't want to, and we just didn't see the best of BJ last year, but there's something there, I'll tell you, he can make or break a game. And with the way he was looking when I saw him a couple of weeks ago, I think he's well on track to be back in that. And when you cop a bit of criticism for not being, what you're supposed to be, it hurts a bit. And I could see there's a bit of hurt there where he's got a point to prove. And I think for the Tigers, that can only be good signs.
Definitely.
What about in terms of the club moving forward? Haven't been in the finals for so long, and that's the thing every West Tigers fan raises the issue. But obviously, Hoops and I know these blokes like Madge and Lee Hadjipantelis and Justin Pascoe. They are, natural born winners in life. They're the type of blokes that, they want success at any cost. Do you think that the club is moving in the right direction in that area?
Oh, I think so. I think obviously extending Madge's contract is going to help with stability. Then players know exactly what they're going to get. I touched on this on 360 at the back end of last year. I just thought, I love the way Madge coaches, and he's very hard, trained you very hard and expects the best out of you. And, that works for some people. But I just feel like the generation of players that are coming through now is a little bit different. And with what's happened through COVID is you have to have the ability to change and you can't treat all players the same anymore. You can't just smack everyone and expect them to get into line. There's players who need a cuddle. And I had this conversation with Madge. It's about getting the best out of your players by sometimes reaching out to them and understanding what they need. And I think Madge understands that this year a bit. And he'll still be hard, but he'll be able to have that ability to reach out to his players a bit more too.
Yeah, I got to say, Benj, I really like and respect Madge, but I thought one of the errors last year, there was too much chopping and changing. Like, you shouldn't, when you got dropped and then you're back in and there's all this constant in key positions, that's not going to build stability. That's not going to build combinations. That's not going to build fluency. And I get that he was trying to get the club to a level of success, but in hindsight, I reckon he would look back at that and he would say, I probably did try and get a bit too cute there.
Well, everything in hindsight is easy to say. Of course. Shouldn't have done it, but at the time, the club was in a position where if we kept doing the same things, it wasn't going to change. So what he was looking for was a little bit, he was trying to poke the bear a bit and trying to get something out of the organisation. And and I thought for me, it helped me enormously because I came back and I was flying. I was so keen, trained harder, went harder and that. And then some people, it just went the other way. People felt on edge about, if I don't perform this week, I'm going to get dropped, which it should be anyway. But that pressure, I think sometimes when you're the coach, your job is to take the pressure off your players. You see Wayne's always in the press conferences taking the heat.
Wayne's the best. At that sort of thing. Like, he's just a genius.
No one knows he's doing it, and he's doing it. And sometimes you got to try and take the pressure off the players. I just felt like last year that sort of put a bit of pressure, more pressure on the players and made it about players' performances. And that was the chat going around. And when you keep hearing that chat, it becomes in your subconscious. And, it is a different generation. It's easy to say harden up and just cop it. But players can't do that.
Benji, what about, like, as a supporter, as me, a member of an NRL club? I'm just a rugby league fan.
Yeah.
So, but if I was a fan of a club like the West Tigers or the St. George Illawarra Dragons, I couldn't think of anything more frustrating than supporting one of these merged teams, because I think when things go a little bit south, everybody sort of goes back into their own little colony. But worse than that too is, like, let's take the West Tigers, for example. You play some games at Campbelltown, some games at Leichhardt, some games at Bankwest. You train at Concord. I mean, like, it's not the bloody Harlem Globetrotters, mate. They've got to find a place where they are based.
Yeah, that's easy to say that, but you also got to find money to look after your club. So as much as the players would love to see it, all the games at Leichhardt and Campbelltown, that just doesn't pay the bills.
But wouldn't you like to see, don't you think the time has come for the West Tigers to say, well, we play here, we don't play anywhere else. We don't play three games here.
They don't have the ability to do that as a club.
But what? Why don't they?
Money.
Why? Because they get paid to play at certain
grounds.
Absolutely.
Ground. You get paid more to play at Bankwest than you get paid to play
at Leichhardt. Then why not play all your games at Bankwest?
Because they, at the same time, Anthony, they also want to pay some respect and some homage to the history of the club
and
to the links with Leichhardt.
That's stupid.
No, it's not.
It's stupid.
Mate, if you could have a game at Redfern for Souths, you wouldn't have it.
I wouldn't have it, no.
Why?
Because it's 2020, not 1974.
I disagree. Well, there's still a place where, mate, how many games do you play at Leichhardt? It's only
four
two.
And four.
Is it four and
you
four?
Okay. Well, my thoughts are, just as my opinion, they shouldn't play any games at Leichhardt. Unless they play all their games at Leichhardt or all their games at Campbelltown. You can't have a bit of this and a bit of that. You're not the Balmain Tigers. You're not the West Magpies. You're the West Tigers.
Yeah, but you can do it when you win in 2005. It's when you don't win that
well,
there's problems.
Well, that's true too. Yeah,
you know
I get
mean?
That. Mm.
I hate to chop you off, Anthony, and this won't be the first time you've heard this, but that's why no one gives a rat's about your opinion.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. There are a lot of people that agree with you.
There's a lot of people on that train. Yeah. I get that all the time. You know, and as a player, I think the results are... You win more games at Leichhardt than you do at other places, but at the same time, like business-wise, when you get older, you get to understand the business a bit more, and you just have to play those games at Bankwest and at ANZ when it used to be, because that's what pays the bill.
I get all that. I get that you get paid because my club plays at ANZ, South play at ANZ Stadium, but I'm.
What are you complaining about? You've been in the semis for the last 10 years.
I'm not complaining at all. I'm saying if I'm a West Tigers fan, I'm complaining that.
Well, you're not, so you don't have to complain.
Well, that's very true. That's very true. And he's a West Tiger. It's good you're here. You know why, Benj? Because he hasn't got his boyfriend Paul Kent here to back him up today, so he's on his own.
Is this rant? Is this all designed because you're on the payroll at ANZ Stadium?
No, I'm
is that
not
what
on
this
the,
is all
I
about.
Am not
Can
on the payroll.
Makes
that
sense now.
Is
you've
what
always
this is
got
all
to
about?
Go down this.
Well, you wanted to throw listen, one, so we'll
mate,
throw a couple.
If
back.
You always go down this route about a Leichhardt Oval being some hallowed.
It's the eighth wonder of the world.
It's the worst joint I have.
Oh,
I have watched
back,
football
Anthony.
At Tinga in Tinga at Tinga Sports Ground. It's better than Leichhardt Oval.
Let's just go back to the West Tigers for a second.
Right.
Right. So there's obviously frustration with the fans about not making the semi-finals for a long time. The same frustration's there for the players and the staff.
Mm.
You know, and sometimes you have to go through a little bit of a storm to get to a rainbow. The only problem is this storm's gone on for a little bit too long.
Yeah.
But there are positive signs at the Tigers that things are moving in the right direction and that's going to change. And I think with Madge there and what the job that he's doing there, it's going to turn it around. So it's not too far away. You just got to hang in there, you know.
Well,
there's a few clubs that were down in the dumps, like Penrith were there for a while. Mm. Look at them now.
Mm.
Yeah, that's just what happens.
Well said, Benji. Thank God there's somebody here to talk some sense
Benji,
on this
I'm
program,
just saying,
Anthony. Seriously.
I'm just saying, if there could be a stadium in Liverpool.
Oh, we got it. We've been there. We've done that. That's why I moved on, because it's getting stagnant there.
I'll tell you, all I can tell you out of this break is you've been here for 2 minutes, and you're like everyone else.
Yep.
Whatever I say, you take the opposite.
No, I like it.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up with Benji Marshall. It's the Triple M Summer Session.
Triple M Summer Session. Thanks to Brighton's lawyers. They commit, protect and succeed.
At Triple M, this is the Summer Session. It's a rugby league show right across the summer. Thanks to Brighton's lawyers. It's Hoops, it's Maroon. And our special guest today is Benji Marshall. Now, Benji, you've been great today. It's been good having you
in
here.
Thanks, mate. It's the greatest show I've ever been on a Saturday in December.
Well, mate, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
And that.
You got next year. You'll be doing a bit of Fox, bit of radio, and all that sort of thing.
Well, my goal is to play. Obviously, like I said before, and if that doesn't eventuate, then work in the media, maybe do a bit of part-time coaching.
Yep.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Well, we're gonna we've talked about the Tigers. We've talked about you personally. Let's have a little bit of rapid fire as we will throw some questions at you and you answer them as quick as you possibly can. Benji, are you ready?
I'm ready.
First one is: which team will be the biggest improver in 2021?
West Tigers.
Has to be. Okay. Who will be the best buy next season?
Well, Adokar's not there till the year after, but I think Joe Offengawe will go good.
Righto. Okay. He doesn't have to be a West Tigers player.
I know, but just off the top of my head, you said quick. That's
it's
the only
sounding
one I
very biased, very West Tigers biased. Will the Tigers finish ninth again?
No.
If they're lucky.
11th. jokes. Well, the haters out there, relax.
You like that, Anthony.
Who will be the first coach sacked?
Oh, jeez. I don't know.
All the easy ones here, Benj.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, all of five of them lost their job.
Whoever goes
year.
The worst.
It was hectic last year, wasn't it?
Yeah. Surely no one can get sacked this year.
I don't think so. I can't think of any standout. There might be some guy from the Triple M call team.
Yeah. But apparently the highlight has been on your name for a fair while, Anthony.
Can you stop making me trying to stab people?
They try and get rid of me, but I just keep coming back.
That's me.
Okay. Which finals team? Yes. Which final team will miss the eight?
Oh, that's a tough one. I can't tell you the answer.
Yeah, right.
Because you're making me stab people in the back here. That's not my go. What do you reckon?
Oof, Cronulla?
Yeah, good work, but nah.
All right.
Are you any chance, actually, while we're on the Sharkies, are you any chance of ending up at the Sharkies?
Well, I was having conversations with them, but their roster's pretty much full at the moment. Unless people move on, there's no chance.
That's a shame because they could use somebody like yourself.
Oh, I would love it.
Will the new rules work, Benji?
I do like some of them. Mm-hmm. I think the field goal one probably makes it exciting if it's in golden point and another team's up by one and you kick one from 40 to end up winning instead of drawing it.
Yeah.
But I just think it takes away from the whole point of, like, you know, points are hard to earn. You know, getting 2 points for a field goal just doesn't sit well with me.
Can I ask you, have you ever kicked a field goal from 40?
Nah, 50. 51, sorry. Actually, I don't want to ruin the record.
That's the thing, Benj. Like, in that panic stages of the last couple of minutes, all golden point, blokes can't kick them from in front.
I think they're more chance of kicking them from 40, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But I think it should be just golden try.
Right, okay. Well, that's where we say goodbye to you. And I've given you a score for your comments about yourself, 9 out of 10. For your comments about the West Tigers, 9 out of 10. And for the rapid fire, 1 out of 10.
Yeah, thanks, man. They were good questions, though. You must have read them.
Oh, yeah. So the score of 19 out of 30, Benj, we'll get you back next year to play again.
What a show.
Good on you, mate. Have a great...
That was a lot of preparation, this bloke.
Yeah.
Fail to prepare to fail.
Correct.
That's one of the stadium's chat was my favourite.
Yeah, well, I know, because you had to get on his side, didn't you?
No, if you were right, I'd agree with you, but you
got steamrolled, Anthony. See, this is not for the first time in your life, you got minced.
Yeah, because I wasn't allowed to finish what I was trying to say.
Yeah, yeah, try it.
Right.
Stop.
Okay, Benj.
Welcome back anytime,
we'll
Benj.
See you here same time next year.
Yeah, mate.
Hoops, we'll take a break and we'll come back with more. It's the Triple M Summer Session.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.